Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Finn.
And I'm Jean.
You know, Jean, I've got a question. Where did you learn to cook?
我是从哪儿学的做饭吗? Well, I learned a lot from my mom. How about you, Finn?
Well, I taught myself when I was a student living away from home. But I'm still not very good. I normally make simple things like pasta.
Oh, Finn, 男孩子啊都是这个样子的。
But today on the program, we'll be talking about some people who have become famous because of their cooking skills. Celebrity chefs.
Celebrity, 明星。Chefs, 厨师,明星厨师,或者我们说的名厨。
Yes, celebrity chefs.
在英国的电视上呢,有很多名厨的专题烹饪节目。这一类的电视节目尤其在90年代的时候最为盛行。到了今天呢,我们可以在电视上看到不同名厨的一系列风格迥异的节目,每一档都体现出每一位名厨自己独特的个性和烹饪风格。
That's right.And today, we're going to meet a few of them.
And we asked some British people who their favourite celebrity chef is and why.
Jamie Oliver, of course. I love his recipes because you can just throw everything in and it all just turns out beautifully at the end.
My favourite celebrity chef is probably Delia Smith. She writes a lot of books, and I think her recipes are always foolproof.
Probably Gordon Ramsay. I met him once some time ago, and I like the fact that he's really driven, and I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
Okay, 刚才说到的呢是三位不同的英国名厨。第一位是 Jamie Oliver, 他是英国一位充满活力的年轻明星厨师。他以领头发起这个改善英国学校饮食质量的活动而闻名。
Yes, and we heard that someone thought his recipes...
Recipes? 食谱
Yes, his recipes are very simple. You can just throw everything in and it turns out beautifully.
就是说你只要把各种原料扔进锅里 throw everything in. 不过最后的结果 it turns out, 总会相当的美味
That's right, so it's easy...And fun.
I love his recipes because you can just throw everything in and it all just turns out beautifully at the end.
英国当今的另一位名厨呢是 Delia Smith, 她的年龄要稍微大一点这个风格呢也比较的传统。她说她的烹调著作非常值得借鉴。
My favorite celebrity chef is probably Delia Smith. She writes a lot of books, and I think her recipes are always foolproof.
Yes, she said Delia's recipes are foolproof.
非常简单,非常易懂的 foolproof. 这个词呀有两个单词组成 fool, 傻瓜 and proof, 经得起的。Adding proof 到一个名词上呢就是表示耐得住,经得起这个事物的意思。
Yes, like soundproof or heatproof.
So, the kitchen table could be heatproof, 耐热的。
That's right, heatproof.
最后的这位英国人气名厨就是 Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, I met him once some time ago, and I like the fact that he's really driven, and I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
Gordon Ramsay, he's known for his temper. He often gets angry in the kitchen.
他的 temper, 脾气可是出了名的大，经常在他的烹饪专题节目当中张口大骂他的助理厨师。
But perhaps this is because he's very driven.
Driven, 专注,执着的。
And watching him on TV is fun because of his temper. You never know when he's going to get angry.
I like the fact that he's really driven. And I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
Get better at English.
Get better at English.
增强信心。
Listen.
听。
Speak.
说。
You're listening to BBC Learning English, and today we're talking about celebrity chefs in the UK. Chefs these days often think it's important to use good ingredients.
Good ingredients, 好的健康的食物原料。
And one chef who sees this as very important is Jamie Oliver. We spoke about him earlier.
Jamie Oliver, 他的第一部电视节目就叫做 The Naked Chef， 在咱们中国呢叫他原味主厨。播出之后马上就吸引了一大批的电视观众，他以轻松明快的风格加上一口的 Essex 口音广受观众的喜爱。
And Jamie uses a lot of informal language. For example, the word stuff.
Stuff 其实就是东西的意思，也是英国的年轻人喜欢的常用词汇。
See if you can hear the number of times he uses it.
Actually, I've just recently finished a series. It's no-nonsense growing stuff and cooking stuff, right? Last year, I had the most incredible year being rubbish at growing stuff in my garden. And you know what? 80% of the stuff that I threw in the ground and got wrong grew and fruited, and I ate off it.
呵，这么一段话，他就把 stuff 这个词用了四次。
Yes, and he's just finished a series.
一档系列节目。
A series about growing stuff and cooking stuff. He also called the food he tried to grow stuff as well.
他说呢，80%他扔到地里的 stuff 都会长起来的。
Yes, and he really enjoyed being rubbish at growing stuff in his garden.
Rubbish 在这里呢，就是不擅长什么事情，技术很烂的意思。
But even though he was rubbish at growing food, it still fruited to fruit.
它结果了。
Actually, I've just recently finished a series. It's no-nonsense growing stuff and cooking stuff, right? Last year, I had the most incredible year being rubbish at growing stuff in my garden. And you know what? 80% of the stuff that I threw in the ground and got wrong grew and fruited and I ate off it.
BBC Learning English. Entertainment.
There's another word which Jamie Oliver uses a lot. Pucker.
Pucker 是一个 Jamie 自己常用的口语词，就是好吃、美味的意思。其实这是个印地语的词，原意呢是成熟了、煮熟了的意思。
Yes, but though he's very popular, not everybody likes his style.Celebrity chefs like Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay have often been criticized by the public and the media.
是的，很多人认为呢，这些明星厨师其实更在意的是自己怎么出名，而不专注在如何做好他们厨师的工作。下面的这位女士呢，说这些名厨的自高自大 ego 比他们的烹饪 cooking 还要更显著。
I think sometimes their egos are bigger than their...cooking, and that's a shame because in the end the food is what's really exciting and I think sometimes the personality takes over.
She thinks that their egos are bigger than their cooking. Sometimes the personality takes over.
有时候他们的个人性格色彩完全支配了节目 it takes over, 结果烹饪的内容反而成了第二位。
I think sometimes their egos are bigger than their cooking, and that's a shame, because in the end, the food is what's really exciting, and I think sometimes the personality takes over.
Actually, Finn, I know Chinese food is very popular in the UK, and there are lots of Chinese restaurants. Are there any Chinese celebrity chefs in the UK?
Well, there is an American Chinese chef called Ken Hom, who we see on TV quite a lot. He also has a range of Chinese cookbooks and woks.
Ken Hom 是一位美籍华裔的名厨，他的中国铁锅 Wok 在英国是相当的畅销。
Most British homes these days will have a wok for stir fries.
Stir fry 炒菜。Do you make stir fries, Finn?
Yeah, well, I do. I think stir frying is a quick and easy way to prepare food.
So you can cook Chinese food?
Well, simple stuff, yes.But, you know, Jean, there's a British woman who went to Sichuan to study Chinese cooking, and she's written some books about this. She's very good.
Really? 有这么一位精通四川菜的英国女厨师吗?
There is indeed. Her name is Fuxia Dunlop. I think her Chinese name is Fuxia, and we're going to hear her describing how she likes to eat one of her favorite foods,皮蛋。
啊，她最爱吃皮蛋，还专门给我们形容了一番。
I like to serve them Sichuanese style, cut into segments with chopped green peppers and a drizzling of soy sauce and chili oil. We are some chopped green pepper here. Or perhaps in a Hunanese recipe, in a soup with garlic and purple amaranth. And in goes the purple amaranth. Han Sai, one of my favourite Chinese vegetables. I'll just stir-fry that for a few moments.
Wow, 听起来她还真是个精通中国烹饪的专家呢。
Yes, and she likes to serve 皮蛋 in a Sichuanese style.
四川菜的风格。
And she cuts it into segments.
切成块。
With chopped green peppers.
剁碎的青椒。
And soy sauce, and a little chili oil.
酱油和辣椒油。
Or, she also likes to serve them Hunanese style.
湖南菜的风格用的是紫苋菜。
Yes, with purple amaranth, which is one of her favorite Chinese vegetables.
I like to serve them Sichuanese style, cut into segments with chopped green peppers and a drizzling of soy sauce and chili oil. We are some chopped green pepper here. Or perhaps in a Hunanese recipe, in a soup with garlic and purple amaranth. And in goes the purple amaranth.Han Sai, one of my favourite Chinese vegetables. I'll just stir-fry that for a few moments.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Well, after hearing Fuchsia preparing 皮蛋, I'm starting to feel a bit hungry.
I know, Finn, me too. Shall we go and get some Sichuanese food?
Oh, good idea. But...Before we do that, we really should do another review of the words we've learned today.
Okay, quickly.
Firstly, celebrity chefs.
明星厨师.
Recipe.
食谱.
Foolproof.
傻子都会干的，简单易懂的.
Temper.
脾气.
Stuff.
东西.
Ego.
自高自大.
Stir fry.
炒菜.
And that's all for this week. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about celebrity chefs in the UK and learned some more English words and phrases about cooking and culture.
请大家不要忘了有空来拜访我们的网站哦。我们的网址就是 www.bbcchina.com.cn 帮助大家学习掌握更多好学好用的英语知识。
Or you can send us an email if you have any ideas for programs you would like us to make.
我们的电子邮箱就是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
Bye for now.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.